Thank you for calling CareSource. CareSource My Life is your new digital health companion. It is available on any device. Use it to view ID cards, find providers, see claims, and more. Go to mylife.caresource.com to get started. Or download the app through the App Store or Google Play. If you are calling to connect with transportation, press 1. Otherwise, please stay on the line.
Para español, marque 8.
Your call may be recorded to improve the service you receive. Are you calling as a member, healthcare provider, or retail pharmacy?
Healthcare provider.
Healthcare provider. You can say dental or press 1. Vision or press 2. Behavioral health or press 3. You can also say all other or press 4. You can say claims or press 1. Eligibility or press 2. Prior authorization or post-stabilization requests or press 3. Benefits or press 4. Report fraud or press 5. Or you can say something else or press 6. Please say or enter your NPI number. You can also say, I don't know it. We next need to know the member you are calling about. Please say or enter the member's full date of birth using month, day, and year. If you're calling about a Medicaid plan, say Medicaid or press 1. If it's a MyCare plan, say MyCare or press 2. If you don't know, press 3. One moment. Your call may be recorded for quality purposes. Your confidentiality is assured.
Hello, and thank you for choosing CareSource. My name is Caitlin. How may I help assist you today?
Hi, Caitlin. My name is Nikki, and I am calling from Wanda's House Healthcare Services, Home Healthcare Services. And we were calling about one of our clients and his authorization number.
Okay. If you give me just a few moments, I'd be happy to help assist here.
Okay.
Can I gather just some more information? Can I get your a good callback number for you and the initial to your last name, please?
234-363-9031. You said the initial of my last name?
Yes.
W.
Thank you so much for that. And you were wanting to get the authorization number for a member, is that correct?
Well, here's the thing. So we have an authorization number, but it comes in two different numbers, okay? One is for like 21 hours, then there's one for 14 hours, but they put a modifier as a U2. So with the way everything has changed, our EVV system won't put it in our SAN data. And it's because of that modifier, okay. That U2.
Okay. Do you have the NPI number that you're calling in regards to?
13-66-67-58-11.
Thank you. And the tax ID, please?
34-18-45-509.
Thank you. Can you give me that NPI number one more time? I apologize.
13-666-75-811.
Thank you so much for that. I was looking in to see if this was in our system. And then I do want to verify, is this for Ohio Medicaid?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have the do you have the member ID that you're calling in regards to?
Yes. It is 11159439700.
Thank you. And the member's name and date of birth?
Frederick Ball, 7/30/59.
Thank you for that. I was able to locate the member here, and I am showing that this member has a MyCare plan. I am not currently trained in that line of business, but I'd be happy to get you transferred over to a live representative, and they'd be happy to help from here, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. But before I do get you transferred, was there any Ohio Medicaid members I'd be able to help assist with today?
No, not right now.
All right. Give me just a moment here while I get this extension and get this information to them, and then I'll be right back with you, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Just a moment here. I am calling that extension now, and I'll be right back with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hello, am I speaking with Nikki?
Yes.
Hi, Nikki. And do you have the MPI for the provider you're calling on behalf of today?
13-666-75811.
Okay, thank you. And is that provider in network with CareSource?
Correct.
Is there another MPI that you may have?
No, it just worked when I gave it to the last people. 1-3-6-6-6-7-5-8-1-1. Let me make sure
okay,
I didn't.
Yeah, that's not pulling up anything in the system.
Oh. If I wrote it down wrong, that's what I had written down. Hold on for me. Okay, here's our tax ID. Can I give you my our tax ID? Oh, wait. Okay. One, are you ready? I didn't know we switched.
Yes.
177, I didn't know we switched. 01-04-168.
Okay, thank you. And can you verify the provider name?
Rhonda's House Home Healthcare Services.
Thank you. And then do you have a member number or a member ID?
For the patient? Oh, you
for what, whatever member that you're calling on behalf of?
111-5943-9700.
Thank you. And can you verify the member's first and last name and date of birth, please?
Cedric Ball, July 30th,
1959. Thank you. And how can I help you with the member today?
So we use the EVV system with Sandata. And Cedric's last authorization number, when they sent it with a modifier for the 1019. They put a U2 because he has two of them. One is for like 21 hours and one is for 14 hours.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, so what was your question?
On his authorization number, his paperwork, when his authorization was sent over to us on his paperwork, they have the modifier for that 10, it's a T-1019. They put a U2 modifier. Sandata does not recognize or does not take that U2 modifier.
I'm still just trying to understand your question.
Are you able to see his authorization numbers?
Do you have the authorization number?
I mean, I have them, but I just need... Yes, I have the authorization numbers, but I'm trying to understand why they made the modifier U2. We've never had that before, and everything goes through Sandata now, and they do not recognize that U2 modifier, so it won't go through for Sandata.
Do you have the authorization number?
Can we show this paper authorization number? Because I have them right here, but it's one at the YouTube. Okay. So 0930, C as in Tom, 2, S as in Sam, 5, W. No, that's not one. Here you go. I found the one that had that UT modifier.
Okay, on my end, it's showing that the authorization was approved.
I'm not saying it wasn't. We use, okay, so just about everybody now with Medicaid has to bill through using SanData, the EVV system in SanData. So we're trying to figure out for the procedure code, why is it a U2? And that's on the paper.
And have you contacted them?
Contacted who?
Whoever submitted the authorization.
So this doesn't come from CareSource, because I was told from SanData to call CareSource.
Have you contacted the care manager?
I have not, because SanData said it's going to be with the authorization number and to contact you all, CareSource. So who puts in the procedure codes, the modifier?
That would be whoever submits the authorization.
Okay. So there's nothing CareSource.
Would you like the?
Yes.
Would you like the care manager's number?
Yes, please.
Okay, this member's care manager is Tracy McBride, and her phone number is 330-505-2450.
2450?
Yes.
Okay, so Tracy would just have to resubmit for our authorization number without that U2?
She will be able to assist you with submitting any authorizations.
I don't submit them. She does. We don't submit for authorizations.
Okay, well then, yeah, if she submitted it, then she should be able to go in and make any updates or changes.
Okay. I will give her a call.
All right. Is there any other questions that you have for me today?
No, thank you. That was it.
Okay. Well, thank you for being a valued CareSource partner, and you have a great rest of your day, Nikki. Thank you.
You do the same. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.